Y'all, life is getting real. Like, Cribs showed up at my house today. Also, that sentence was very misleading. There were not multiple Cribs, and they didn't just show up. We've ordered a Crib. We partnered with an amazing company. I cannot wait to tell you guys who it is and how they work and all that stuff. That'll all be on my YouTube channel in the weeks to come. But, yeah, a Crib and a baby dresser. Like, it all showed up at our house today. And a baby's gonna go in it. And yesterday, a car seat showed up at our house, and that's also going to have a baby in it. And 2.5 weeks ago, a stroller showed up at our house, which, as you guessed, will also have a baby in it. And it's just, it's getting real. I'm freaking out, and I'm not bad freaking out. I'm just so excited that I'm trying, like, I'm almost too excited. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, this baby's going to grow up and be like, stop looking at me all the time. You're crazy. I'm just so pumped. I'm like, can she come tomorrow? Like, that would be great. But health-wise, she's got a few more weeks left to cook in the oven. Anyways, guys, I'm just so excited. Life is so great. In other news, I finally think I cracked the code. Not that it's like a big mystery on American Idol. I think I figured it out. Sunday nights. I think it's just a Sunday night show. I thought it was Wednesday nights. And then I was like, nope, I think it's Sunday nights. And then I talked to a friend of mine. They'll remain nameless. And they, why is my microphone? Oh my gosh. Sorry. Then that friend was like, no, it's Sunday and Wednesday. So we actually got together last Wednesday to watch it. It didn't show up. And so then we were like, wait, I think it's just a Sunday show. And then I was like, yeah, I've been trying to tell you. I thought it was just one night a week. Anyway, that's why that friend's going to remain nameless, because like, she's hilarious, but I just don't want her to bring her into this without her permission. But yeah, I think it's a Sunday night show. So what I did this past week is I binge watched the last three audition episodes. And then this Sunday is Hollywood week. And that's what I get most excited about. I love Hollywood week so much. So right now, though, I'm going to recap episodes 3, 4, and I guess episode 5, 2. Oh, y'all, man, hold up. I didn't take notes. So, you know, I'm not even going to get into that whole dramatic thing. Let's just jump into episode 3 of American Idol. We're going to jump through all the auditions, all the people that got yes to their audition. And then we're going to say a song that I think that they should sing. It'd be cool to hear their voice on. And we're going to do that for episodes 3, 4, and 5. First, we had Ashton Gill. Now, she's one that auditioned with her friend Lane. He played guitar. He was there last season. I thought Lane was great. And so she came to audition. He was not there to audition. She sang a song. I would love to hear her sing. And I think I actually mentioned this for another contestant later on too, but it's a good song for soft, sweet voices. I'd like to hear her sing Whiskey Lullaby, by Alison Krauss and Brad Paisley, I believe. So yeah, she sang an audition. She got a yes. Then fun fact, her friend Lane from last season, they kind of coaxed him into auditioning a little bit. And so he sang, and then I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. Like, he sounds really good. He's really improved. And so they let him through, and I think that he should sing. I said that really weird. I think he should sing Get By with a Little Help from My Friends, because I think it'd be really cool to hear his voice. Do that song. He's gotten a lot better than last year. I thought he was great last year. He was actually one of my husband's favorites last year. But he's grown a lot vocally, so be cool to hear him sing that. Up next, we had a kid named Austin. Now, one thing that kind of drove me a little bit crazy is when they were like, you're the Justin Bieber of country music. I'm like, guys, the Biebs doesn't even wear his hair like that anymore. The Biebs is like my age now. But also, like, I don't know. They just like, well, okay. But yeah, I don't think that that's a thing. But I thought he was a precious kid, and I don't think that he necessarily has to do the dancing, you know, like to sing. It'd be great to sing. The song vocally that I wrote down, like I wrote down the song Your Man by Josh Turner. I think he did audition with that one. And I think I probably wrote it down because I was like, it'd be cool to hear a polished version of that. You know, a lot of times when you audition, you're nervous. You haven't worked with a, you know, vocal coach, maybe that knows more of the show and the dynamics of the show. So I did say that. But at the same time, y'all know me. I'm really old fashioned, and I think he's like 15. So now I'm kind of like, I feel kind of odd for like suggesting that for a 15-year-old. Because I'm like, I don't know if I should sing that. Then this kid named Jake, or I don't know if he should sing that, but then this kid named Jake auditioned, and he did a really unique version of Montel's song, This Is How We Do It. Shout out to Montel. Love that guy and his family. They're such sweet people. Those are some of our Atlanta people. So I would love to hear him sing, like, I know this is is really broad, but I like that he took an old school song that we don't really see in that style at all, and he totally made it original, made it his style. So yeah, I'm gonna just like, I'm like, okay, dude, do your own thing. Like, just keep doing that, because that's a cool avenue to be in. Up next, there's a guy named Sean Robinson. You guys, he was really great. I really enjoyed hearing his voice. I really want to hear him sing the song Take the World by Johnny Swim. If you've never heard it, then do your homework. Go listen to this song, because it's really, really good. Up next, there, guys, there were more, like people that like new contestants from previous seasons and stuff like that. There was a guy named Nate Walker, and I believe it was his uncle that helped Gabby, who was one of our favorites from last season, who helped Gabby kind of prepare for her like her audition, but also just vocally throughout her whole life. And so Nate Walker came and he sang and played piano. He sang the song Say Something. It was cool and everything, but bruh, I want to hear you sing the song We Must Praise by Jay Moss. Like, I just want to hear this guy in a worshipful context. I said that about artists before in the past. Like, there's just, you know, when you believe something in your heart, when you believe something in your gut, it comes out in your voice, even if you're not singing about that particular thing, if that makes sense. And that's a beautiful, like, that's a compliment, what I'm saying. Because I've had that said to me before as well. Like, I'll sing a song and people are like, oh man, I would love to hear you sing a hymn, or I'd love to hear you sing that. And it's like, when your faith is an integral part of who you are, you know, and when a certain style of music, even taking it out of the emotional side, but just when a certain style of music is a part of who you are, it comes out in everything that you do. And so I was like, man, I would really like to hear him sing We Must Praise by Jay Moss. So then up next was a guy named Wade Coda, or I think was his name. He is like, he's my husband's favorite so far. Like, I think maybe of actually... I think my husband has two favorite. Aaron has two favorites so far, but Aaron was a huge favorite of this guy's voice, huge fan of this guy's voice. Also, I just got a notification that my Amazon Prime order is coming soon, and I'm really excited because I ordered a few groceries that I needed for the next couple of days, and I was going to go to the store, and I was just so tired, and my sweet husband was like, look, I can go to the store, but I also know that you have like really particular stuff you want. Just do it on Prime. It'll be easier and less stressful for you. And I was like, thanks, babe. Anyways, I just got the notification that it's almost here. So Wade Coda, I'm not sure how to say his name. I hope that's right. But I think he's one of Aaron's top three of the season. I think he definitely has top 24 potential. And I would love to hear him sing the song Unsteady by X Ambassadors. So up next, we had Riley Thompson, who sang an original song. I don't have a song just yet that really came to mind that I'm like, ooh, I'd love to hear her sing that song. But I do think she got a yes. So we'll see when Hollywood Week comes. And I'm sure there'll be tons more songs there. Then Peter Jr. So sorry, I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name. I didn't write it down, but he did not make it through. Sweet, precious kid. I just think he needs to just maybe modernize his style a little bit. Like, I would love to see him on a show. Like, I kind of want to invent a show, to be honest, kind of like The Voice, where you get coaches, but where it's like not so much, because I think The Voice takes great singers and makes them exceptional performers. I would love to do a show where you take good singers, good performers, and make them and help make them great, help them grow. Because like Peter Jr. was the kind of kid where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I want you to sit down with a vocal coach, a stylist, figure out a way to modernize this classic style, this classic vibe that is quintessential you, and not change who you are, but really build on what you have here. Maybe he'll be able to do that in the next couple of years, and maybe we'll hear more from him, which will be great. Then we had Clay Page. He sang a Thomas Rhett song, which is one of my favorite songs ever. I think it'd be great to hear him sing Why Don't We Just Dance by Josh Turner, or Something Slow and Moody by Keith Urban. You can never go wrong with a good Keith Urban song. Up next was Drake McCain. Now, Drake was one of my two favorites of this episode. I promise I'm not biased, but fun fact, well, let me say this stuff first. This is what I wrote when I first watched the episode, without any Instagram or anything, knowing that I was watching. So I watched this kid named Drake sing. I've been watching the commercials like for the show in general, and I just thought he was precious in general because I'm like, oh my gosh, like he just seems like such a sweet kid. Like Aaron and I were like kind of like, if we had a kid, can he be like precious like him? He just seems so sweet. And then he sang His Eyes on the Sparrow, which like was so wonderful. But I do think that he should, I hope they let him do that song again in the live show at some point, with simple but solid production, some piano, some cellos, because I do think that he needs another chance to really shine in that song because he did a really good job. So anyways, I thought he did great. Then I posted that on Instagram, or I followed him rather on Instagram. And then he hit me back. Not only was he like, oh my gosh, I like your music. One of the first songs that he ever sang in church was My Song You Lead, which just was like, it got me all of my feelings. And so, yeah, Drake is really precious, and I hope that he really does well in his career. And I'll leave a link to his version of You Lead. In his words, he was really young and kind of embarrassed by the video because he was so little. But Aaron and I watched it, and we thought it was really precious. Then up next, they did a montage of 15 to 16-year-olds just showing like how talented they were. There was a girl, I think her name was Micah, and she sang a song called Is This Love? I really think she should hear, sing the song I Can't Make You Love Me. That'd be really great. Darian B, I think that's the name that I wrote down. I'm not positive that was the right name, but she was bilingual. The song that she sang in both English and Spanish, I presume. I would love to hear her sing Skyscraper by Demi Lovato because that's not a song that everybody can pull off, and I think she could. Then Madison Vanderberg, another favorite of mine. My goodness, she sang Speechless by Dan and Shay. I want to hear her sing the song You Can't Hurry Love. That you can't hurry love. Ooh, you just have to wait. But I want to hear her sing The Arrangement by Julia Ross. If you guys haven't heard that, it just came out a few weeks ago. Go look that up on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify. You Can't Hurry Love by Julia Ross. That arrangement is great. Ross is R-O-S-S. And then last but not least was Jeremiah Lloyd Harmon. He's a PK. He sang an original song called Almost Heaven. I would love to hear him sing Stones Under Rushing Water because Need to Breathe writes some good business. And I think that he would really like excel in that song. All right, so episode 4, this was the second to the last episode of the auditions, and it kicked off with a guy named Jacob. He sang a song called Make a Move. Actually, that might not be the title. Sometimes I don't know the titles of songs, and I just write down the catchiest, I want to hear him sing Mirrors by Justin Bieber, Timberlake. Sorry. Oh my gosh. I feel like people probably just got so like offended that I just messed that up. Rightfully so. But I think he's got like a higher register and he can do some really cool stuff with that. Let's go there. So Mirrors by Justin Timberlake. Then there was a montage of comeback contestants. And one of those who was one of my favorites was Alyssa Ragu. Oh my goodness. Y'all, she was she was actually my number one pick for the top 24 last season. I was positive she was going to make it through. She sang Shark in the Water. I want to hear her sing I Don't Want to Be by Gavin DeGraw. It's a great song. I think she can handle it. I think she's super great. I'm glad she's back. And I hope she stays a lot longer than she did last time. It's crazy how much time can do. And that's why I was saying about the kid Junior from episode three. Time can do you well. Growth, maturity, all that stuff. It can be really good for your vocals. And so I'm really happy for her. I'm really glad that she took that time. And I'm hoping she does really well this season. So up next, there was this kid named Colby Swift. I think he was 19 years old. His story really broke my heart. But his personality, like, you know, he's even said this in the thing, he jokes a lot just to kind of overcome what he's been through in the past. But I loved when Luke Bryan asked him, or Katie may have said it, like, you're a comedian. And he was like, no, I just thought that was funny. He's a cool kid. I'm like, yeah, man, like you totally, because when you think about this stuff, you got to think these artists are, you know, there's many different industries, but American Idol is straight up pop mainstream world. Even if you're doing country, even if you go the gospel route, like you're going in more to the mainstream world. So we're thinking interviews and all that stuff. I'm like, this kid could kill it on, you know, Kimmel or whatever. He'd be great. I also love that he played a Luna guitar, and vocally wise, I think this one was called Cast No Stone or something. Vocally wise, I think he should like go in the Johnny Cash stuff, George Strait stuff, or even, Alan Jackson, but even like some Eric Clapton and stuff. Go oldies, I think that'd be great. And then gradually, I think it'd be cool to see what he can do with more modern type music, see what he could do vocally. Evelyn. I didn't write her down. I didn't write. Man, my brain. I didn't write down the name of the song I wanted to hear her sing, but then I just remembered it randomly. But it's called Total Eclipse of the Heart. So I want to hear her sing that song. Then there was Ashley. She was from Fremont, California. I think her name was Ashley. I felt bad because I was kind of like cooking while I was listening. So Ashley sang from Fremont, California, and she sang the song Don't Know Why by Norah Jones. I really would love to hear her sing the classic American Idol song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. There have been many different variations of it or versions of it. I think Melinda Doolittle, my friend. I said that so weird. Like Melinda, my friend. She's definitely my friend. I think Melinda did it. Catherine McPhee did it. It's like a classic American Idol song. So I think that she should be the one to do that this season. Then we had a girl named Gaba. She was fantastic. Another one of my faves. Also, she did one of my favorite songs, which is All I Ask by Adele. She included the key change. I may have said the song for another artist, but I'm going to say it again. I want to hear her sing She Used to Be Mine by Sarah Bareilles because the girl would tear it up. Up next, we had a girl named Peach Martine. And I don't think I had a song that came to mind for her, but I do believe that she made it to Hollywood as well. Then we got Dalton Elliott. I want to hear him sing One Mississippi, I can't talk, by Brett Eldridge. Then we had Katie from Atlanta. This could just be because she kind of reminded me of her a little bit, but I think it'd be cool to hear her sing something by Kacey Musgraves. And then there was a girl named Lauren Ingle, and I would love to hear her sing Thy Will by Hilary Scott from Lady Antebellum. Or something by Carrie Underwood, because I actually think her voice kind of reminded me of Carrie Underwood a little bit. And then last but not least, we've got episode 5. There's not been anybody that made it to Hollywood that I think was bad, but I will say that I think this episode was super good. It was just my favorite episode. I think the editing was great, all that. I really loved it the most. First up, we had a girl named Jade. Loved her. She's one of my faves. I want to hear her sing the song Cry Pretty by Carrie Underwood. Because, I want to hear her sing that song. Then there was a kid named Christian, 2 A's at the end, 3 A's in total. Christian is like my favorite, like one of my favorite vocalists. He is my husband's, I think, like top favorite right now. Like he's just a charmer. He's funny. Like he seems like the kind of guy like Aaron and I would be like, Christian, I can't remember his last name, but we'd be like, Christian so-and-so is in town tonight. Oh my gosh, we got to like pay $60 for tickets. Or if he's a Jamie Grace fan, we can just go. But yeah, like he was really great. We really enjoyed hearing him sing. I want to hear him sing New York State of Mind or any of the classics in that genre. I think he'd be great. Ryan Hammond, he looks super familiar. He has like that church guy vibe. Again, that's not like a negative connotation. I think a lot of people will be offended by that, but he just sounds like someone that has really been trained in that style or is really familiar with that style. That's not a bad thing at all. I want to hear him sing the song Need You Now by Smokey Norful because it'd be great. Anyways, he was really talented, Ryan Hammond, and really proud of him and his story of like overcoming, like wanting to lose weight and being able to do that. And really, that's like a really incredible thing that he did. Up next was Chloe. I think it's Chloe Channel or Chloe Chanel. Let's say, okay. Man, I didn't write down the song she sang, Good Job, Jamie, but I would like to hear her sing When I Look at You by Miley Cyrus. Ironically, one that I'm covering that song in a few weeks on my YouTube channel. But she was great. Like her voice was really great. Again, this whole episode, I loved everybody. So it's not really like it's hard for me to have a favorite because it was just so, so good. So I want to hear her sing that song. Anything by Miley, I think she could tear up. And then there was a girl named Emma. Her guitar player, I need to shout him out because he has the best stank face ever. He was really feeling the entire audition, which was awesome. So he did a really good job. Oh, wait, it says my Amazon order has been delivered. Be right back. Okay, I've got myself on a tight time schedule to like get dinner ready before Aaron gets back for work, get some stuff organized as well, get the nursery ready, record a podcast. That's everything backwards. So I've got like 5 minutes left to record my podcast before I'm going to go organize some nursery stuff really quick. But yay, Amazon Prime is here. Okay, so did I say Emma and the guitar player with the same face? She was great. So I would like to hear her sing anything by Joss Stone, because that'd be cool. Then there was a guy named Zib. Great name, dude. I would like to hear him sing Here Comes Goodbye by the Rascal Flatts. And then Georgie. Great voice. Another song just didn't come to mind. It's hard sometimes because, and I do that for a few artists, and I don't want it to sound like I did or didn't like them any more or less, but it's like sometimes there's just so much music happening on a show. And when you watch three episodes back to back, sometimes my brain is just like, I don't know. I'll think of something during Hollywood week. Then Nick, he was on Nickelodeon, ironically. He sang Back to Black, I think. And the same thing. And another song just didn't come to mind, but it doesn't mean anything like that. I have like a bad opinion or anything. I'm just like, my brain doesn't work right now. Then there was Lady Mappo, which spoiler alert, if you have not watched it, that was Maddie Poppy. And I was like a little annoyed because like I totally spoiled that for myself and I knew that it was going to be Maddie Poppy. And so then when I watched it with Aaron, he was like just staring at the screen like, who in the world is this? Like, this is so bad. And then I was like, yeah, I just kind of like couldn't look at him because I was like, I know who this is. Anyways, last but not least, they had a guy named Jackson. He sang the song called, I believe it's called Make It Rain. Aaron kept insisting that he looks like Joe Jonas and Drake Bell combined, which was really funny to me. I would like to hear him sing anything by Ray LaMontagne. Ray LaMontagne is fantastic. And Let It Be Me is my favorite song by him. I think also he sings the song Unplay Piano, or that could be Damien Rice, which he'd be great at that song too. But yeah, I would just love to hear him sing any of that. So that, 20 minutes, you guys, we did it. That is my recap of episodes 3, 4, and 5 of everybody that they said yes to, that they showed us at least, that I was able to keep up with, and the songs they sang mostly, and then the songs that I would love to hear them sing as well. But I hope you guys enjoy listening to that. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast if you like American Idol, because now, again, Mondays, you'll get episodes of what's going on the show. And then every Saturday, Friday, why can't I talk? Every Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday, it's a weekend podcast, so there's always stuff going on throughout the weekend, and I hope that you'll keep listening and keep enjoying it. There's an episode coming out tomorrow. Do you guys want to know what it's called? Let me just give you guys a sneak peek of what episode is to come tomorrow. Tomorrow is what, March 22nd? So what happens tomorrow? Oh my goodness, why won't my computer show me what's happening? Let me throw this across the room really quick. I'll be right back. Okay, so tomorrow is actually a pretty like serious topic, but it's something that I think that a lot of people have dealt with before. It's called, he wants me to send him pics. Y'all, I get this question all the time. Young women saying, this guy wants me to send him pictures. I don't want to do it. Should I just do it? Should I do it just to get over with? Maybe then he'll leave me alone. I hate that so many women feel bullied into this, you know, and we're going to talk about this tomorrow. We're going to get serious for sure. So I know some of you guys, you know, you might have little ones listening because the American Idol episode, you might more see it as like, you know, like a family friendly episode, but this is not necessarily a kid friendly episode at all. You know, it's going to be, unless your kids have gone through this kind of stuff, because middle and high schoolers have gone through this stuff too. So but we're going to definitely talk about this and talk about just what it means to say no and standing your ground, but then also the unfortunate frustration of when people manipulate yeses and nos, and yeah, we're gonna go there tomorrow. So hope that you'll join me tomorrow for another episode of the Jimmy Grace podcast, where we're gonna answer some questions. And then the next day is gonna be back to the book of Proverbs. We're gonna be talking through Proverbs chapter 8, and then on Monday we are going to go into American Idol episode 6, Hollywood Week, and that's going to be really fun. So thank you guys so much for listening. I really hope you're enjoying listening and all that such stuff. Okay. I need to go. You guys are great people. Okay, bye. Wait, how do you turn it off? Okay, bye.